It's one of the hottest songs out right now. K.O. Young Stunner, Blackie on that one as well. Rather, it's called Set It. 10 minutes until we get to 1 o'clock. So let's find out just how true this is, right? Because Mtoa and I heard that if you're working from home and you get injured or something happens, that your employer might be liable.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
But here's the thing. We decided let's reach out to a consulting occupational therapist to find out exactly what's the deal when it comes to working from home and potentially getting an injury. Her name is Phumla Motsa and she's on the line.
Hello, Phumla. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Hi.
Very, very good. Thank you so much for agreeing to chat to us because I'm really curious about this one. Let's start off here. Do employers have a health and safety responsibility for employers who work from home?
Employees.
Employees, rather, who work from home.
Yes, yes, they absolutely do. This is because if we presume that employees working from home will, in most instances, be acting in the course and scope of their employment, then it means that their home or their residence is a, you know, quote-unquote workplace as defined in the Occupational Health and Safety Act. And what we're seeing is that many national and international studies confirm that the ongoing use of unergonomic home office spaces often will lead to musculoskeletal disorders. So that's just like the inflammation at your joints.
Sure.
And that is what our challenge is, because like if you imagine like walking into an office, everything's decked up, right? You've got the monitor, you've got the screen, you've got the laptop on a razor. And when we think about our home offices, like especially during COVID, we all just did what we had to do, right? Worked with whatever we had. But continuous use of that ergonomic equipment is what is actually our concern as practitioners and from a risk and pain point of view.
Sure.
Now, you mentioned musculoskeletal disorder. Does that form part of the common workplace injuries that are most likely to occur while working from home?
Yes, I did use that term. It's basically an inflammation at your joints, and it is caused by your joints not being in a neutral position. So if you just like in whatever situation you are in now, like if you sit upright,
yeah,
and you make sure that your shoulders are relaxed and you make sure that your elbows are at 90, if you're working on a computer in that position, that's what we call like a neutral position where your forces and your joints can really withstand any pressure. But as soon as you go out of that, you move into a more awkward position. Let's say you're hunched up and your back is bent forward or your wrist is maybe slightly bent, then that is an awkward position and that joint can get inflamed if you continuously work in that position that we would term as non-neutral. And that's what then leads to the musculoskeletal injuries or MSKs, whatever you want to call it.
These are things we don't think about, hey? We take these things for granted. Oh, my goodness. So, Phumla, whose responsibility is it then to ensure that the work facilities at home are up to par with the workplace standards?
My mom always said that you must listen, because when you're older, these things really do come and bite you.
Yeah.
She always says that to me. But in terms of responsibility, it is both the employer and the employee, more the employer in terms of allowing employees to know what to set up, how it is set up. So the Occupational Health and Safety Act actually stipulates that both people are responsible, or both parties, excuse me, are responsible, but ultimately the employer has to do training for their employees, whether they're working in the office or working at home. The employer needs to ensure that there's certain breaks that are set aside for employees, just to reduce the risk that we're looking at here. And lots of legal opinions are really looking at maybe putting policies in place if employers are going to have people working from home, and just having it as a collaboration, because the employees also need to be part of the conversation. Like, if I'm going to be at home and if this is going to cause injury, then I need to, I need to know that. And I need to know how to set myself up optimally in order to reduce the risk around these conditions. And, from a clinician point of view, the problem with pain is once it starts, it's really hard to get back to a point of zero.
We
really would rather prevent people from getting these injuries and experiencing the pain rather than treating it at a later stage.
Say I do attain, this workplace injury, whether it's an MSK or a repetitive strain injury, how and where do I report this?
So most companies, especially your bigger organizations, will have an occupational health and safety committee or a health and safety representative. So any sort of injury would go through those same channels, whether it would be in the home or in the workplace, which is why a lot of legal opinions are encouraging employers to put policies in place so that it's very clear if such and such a thing happens, then I can go to my health and safety rep and report that this is what I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Pumla, I know in certain workplaces, for example, if you get injured, then they will, pay for your hospital bills and make sure that everything's sorted in that regard. Does the same apply for working from home? What is usually the remedy for a workplace injury? And this is like legally speaking.
So, I would encourage all employers to get a legal opinion and a legal opinion of people, of lawyers who are specifically interested or expertise in the occupational health and safety aspect. Because by nature, musculoskeletal injuries are long-term, so they happen gradually and over a long period of time, it's very difficult to do a cause and effect. So what I say is, from a medical point of view, it's hard to say, yes, definitely this is what caused the injury. So from legally speaking, I would, my big thing is to just get a legal opinion. And from a clinician point of view, it's to make sure that you are taking care of yourself, making sure that your spine is in the right position. And because you don't want to go down that road just because it's so hard to prevent or to reduce then the pain once it's already there.
Yeah.
All right, Pumla. Oh, some interesting stuff there. Thank you so much for chatting to us on the show. For more information, where can we reach you if we have more questions?
So if you are a company, you go to Workforce Healthcare. So if you just type that in, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. If you're an individual and you're sitting and you're like, oh, my word, my back is sore, all of this, then you can follow me on Instagram. I'm remote_ergonomics, and I often will like post tips and like little things that you can do in your home office just to help yourself to get in the right position.
Love that. All right, Pumla, thank you so much for chatting to us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Very, very interesting conversation.
Lots to consider as well if you are one of those, I want to work from home. It's not just that simple.
It's not that easy. It really isn't. One more song before we head on over to the news.
There can only be one Mandela. In the same way, there can only be one Dr. Kuma.
He showed that he is a superstar. Not a star, a superstar.
Catch 16V.